뉴스.
굿애프터눈 and welcome to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunnang Sinamung, the top stories. The indelible role of the family in the society is being commended today as the Globe today observes the International Day of the Family. Healthy eating has been advanced by experts in the Southwest region as a means of staying abreast of diseases and increasing one's lifespan. And in today's regional news, we will be discovering the Ngaundaba Ranch in the Adamawa region thanks to our guide, Amos Enonyaket. These and more will be yours in a moment. As the Central Region today joins the rest of the nation and the world at large to observe this year's edition of the International Day of the Families, set aside to raise awareness on the social, economic and demographic processes affecting families, Staff Lady Irene Manti Ayonge in this report will be looking at what it takes for a typical Cameroonian family to cohabit in peace and harmony. Her report.
In the African context, a family goes beyond mother, father and children, where other members of the extended family and even adopted children also constitute the African family. But to Mama Agata Birinui of Simbok Yaounde, a family is not only linked to people you have blood relations with.
They live in love, harmony, peace and understanding and forgiveness. That is a family. Whether they are your children, your mother, your father, your siblings, they are still your family. Your neighbors are your family. Because if something happens with you in the night, before they call your family anyway, your neighbors are there. So to me, I consider my neighbors and people around me to be my family.
Living together as an extended family in the African context entails a lot of problems, both financial and social, as recounts Mr. Shang Larry.
In the extended family structure, you have the question of sending children to school. Maybe you will send your own children to school, but you may not want to sponsor your own relatives to school. Sometimes you pay more attention to your own children than the rest of the other extended families. Then there is this question of you being responsible. Many of them come to you. You have children of your relatives coming for help financially.
But what is the way forward for family members to strike off their differences and live in love and peace with one another?
We hold family meetings yearly, and sometimes when we have a problem, that we hold a meeting.
We usually have our family meetings about 4 times a year to solve out all differences.
With all these problems that abound, they must be attended to accordingly, because as Africans, such problems are bound to be there. Irene Manti Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
And the Ngaundaba Ranch in the Adamawa region is a tourist destination par excellence where families can go to spend quality time. Staffman Amos Enonyaket is our guide on this ride.
Thanks for joining me at the Ngaundaba Ranch, located some 40 kilometers from Gaundere. That is, if you're heading towards Meganga in the Mbere division of the Adamawa region. Ngaundaba in the Mbum language means two mountains, so the ranch is at the feet of two mountains from where it got its name. Associated with themes of nature, peace and quiet, effort and energy, this ranch provides a wealth of activities to make your visit a remarkable and fun-filled one. The ranch forms one of the most iconic locations for bird watching in the Grand North, as it records a minimum of 200 bird species. The ranch provides horse riding, adventurous hunting, as well as a conducive environment for cattle ranching, fishing for leisure and canoe cruises at the Crater Lake, gardening, and many more exciting activities.
It is so natural, it is calm, it's appropriate site for meditation, to rest and to be out of the noise of the town. I can recommend you to come here.
I've seen so many things. There are places where you can find animals, there are places for where children can play. The place is well organized. There's a lake which you can visit. The place is really nice. I wonder why Cameroonians sometimes have to go very far to other countries to see what they have with them here. There's everything here.
The ranch has a restaurant and lodging facilities furnished with breathtaking, locally made furniture for those who wish to extend their ranch experience. Amos Enonyaket Agbo at the Ngaundaba Ranch.
Thank you, Amos. And from the high plateaus in the Adamawa region, we go over to the foot of Mount Fako in the southwest region, where the populations have been advised to consider their daily choices of what they ingest so as to prevent long-term chronic diseases. This is grounded on the fact that a healthy lifestyle promotes healthier and longer life. Ndoton Diale spoke to a life style physician and puts together this report from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The food we eat, how and when we eat them, the drinks we ingest and general lifestyle has an impact on our health. This is because the stomach is a place where good health and life are forged. Dr. Patience Kuno is a lifestyle medicine physician. She explains what lifestyle medicine is all about.
Lifestyle medicine is a medical specialty that focuses primarily on our daily choices to prevent and treat chronic diseases.
She expatiates on the principles of lifestyle medicine.
Health has six main pillars, and that is physical activity, healthy nutrition, stress management, restorative sleep, adequate social connections, and avoidance of harmful substances. So when you are able to put together all these aspects, then you are healthy.
If such a lifestyle is taken into consideration, then most of the chronic conditions could have been prevented. Thus, changing personal habits and behaviors with the use of healthier diets will improve the quality of life.
Lifestyle medicine is effective in treatment, prevention, and reversing of these illnesses. And it gives us the power to control our lives. And we know how important control is to us as humans. We've been feeling out of control for so long. We feel like people who are in a car about to crash, when with chronic illnesses coming in every day, with new diseases without names coming in every day. But the good news is that we can actually take control of these things just by changing our lifestyle.
She further explains what could be done at the individual level to prevent chronic diseases.
Cut out all the processed food, or most of the processed foods. So all the added sugars, they bring it in different names every day, and it really has no health benefit. If you can cut down on those things, fiber is your friend. Fiber is what will help your body to fight all these illnesses. And fiber is only in plants. So when we process foods, we actually remove the fiber. We need to eat for health. We need to understand the food we are eating is medicine. That is how our parents live to 91 years. That is how they live to 100 years.
A healthy lifestyle, therefore, with good nutrition is vital for maintaining good health and prevent diseases. Ndoto Diale for the Regional News in Buya.
This is the Regional News on the national station of the CRTV. Members of different communities of the Northwest region have been making consistent efforts to build their resilience and promote development as a way out of the socio-political upheaval through projects by cultural associations, civil society actors, and the government. More victims of the violence in the region are bouncing back and charting new paths for themselves. Meantime, the administration of the region continues to solicit the population to strengthen collaboration with the armed forces for a more stable society. Mercy Kusi tells us more in this report.
In the Northwest, a good number of non-governmental organizations are mainstreaming humanitarian assistance and protection into their programs. The program coordinator of the Strategic Humanitarian Services, Billian Nui Kagan, says through such interventions, several downtrodden people have been able to live normal lives again.
We have been able to provide people with shelter, psychosocial and case management, and give them some livelihood skills that they can be able to regain their self-esteem.
Another sign of vibrancy in the region has been the number of cultural and social groups coming in to give back to their communities, promote education, and preach peace. Through their back-to-school project, a group of women from Mankan, known as Kanikwi Mankan, has provided relief to children whose education had been affected by the crisis.
We want to encourage them to develop this community, and that has been going through for the past year. We want to change the trend of things.
things.
Some areas hitherto considered as red zones have become more stable thanks to security operations, as Governor Adolphe-Lele Lafrique explains.
All over the Northwest region, special operations are ongoing. We reassure the population that the security services are taking necessary measures to secure the Northwest region.
More people are creating new businesses and are being groomed to see opportunities beyond the obvious challenges in the region. Mercy Kusi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And we stay in the grass field, where social media users in Bamenda have been complaining about the influx of hate and misinformation in various social media handles with the advent of WhatsApp groups. However, group administrators have disclosed that several measures have been established to curb the ill. More with Veronica Aji of CRTV Northwest. Well, sorry, we're not going to have Veronica Archie's report, certainly in our subsequent news editions. And over to Marwa, where the Lulu community is perpetuating folklore to enhance tourism. The people of Lulu in Dukula subdivision have been perpetuating their cultural heritage through age-old folklore and other traditional trademarks of the Giziga ethnic group. Meeting around their traditional ruler, His Royal Highness Abdullahi Galdima, they carry out dances to confirm this attachment to their traditions. Ayok Jonashu reports from CRTV Far North.
The locality of Lulu, situated some 45 kilometers from Marwa in the heart of the Amara division of the Far North region, has gained prominence through its 873-meter-tall Mount Lulu, recognized as one of Cameroon's flagship tourist attractions. Believed to be the cradle of Giziga civilization, the auspicious mountain, replete with remnants of artifacts and antiquities, is also the resting place of Giziga ancestors and royalties. Under the impulse of their traditional ruler, Abdullahi Galdima, the about 15,000 inhabitants of the chiefdom have been jealously preserving their ancestral legacy through folkloric dances like the Shalam and Fregon flute dances, staged mainly by men and women. Beyond perpetuating their tradition, the people of Lulu have also been promoting participatory development through their development committee, Kodeka, that has been investing in the domains of education, health, pipe-borne water, and other welfare services. Dubwe Ndakai, president of Kodekal,
work with our populations to ameliorate their condition of living, promote the tourism. We want to see more visitors coming from Europe, America, and so on. And behind the tourism, our village can grow.
Frontline members of the elite like Honorable Sambo Galdima, Alhaji Buba Hamawa, Abdul Yonke, and others have been spearheading voluntary financial contributions for projects geared towards improving on the welfare and livelihoods of the people of Lulu. Lulu, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
And it's with that report on the people of Lulu in the Far North region that we put a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard the indelible role of the family in the society is being commended today as the globe observes the International Day of the Family. Healthy eating has been advanced by experts in the Southwest region as a means of staying abreast diseases and increasing one's lifespan. In today's regional news, we discovered the Ngaundaba Ranch in the Adamawa region. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for the regional news presented by Vanessa Wunnang Sinamu. Lunch and Date continues with Lucy Buma.